Asotin resident Rachel Jamieton struggled as a new teacher at Lewis Clark State College. Then her colleague, Jane Finan, co-taught biology with her. They talk about mentorship and how disappointing a teacher can be transformative for a student in today's StoryCorps Northwest, recorded virtually.
We taught biochemistry together, and I had just gotten to LC, and I had really been struggling at LC because I hadn't been at a school that required so much relationship building before. The way that I had been teaching was much more formal and distant. Our chair had us co-teach. And of course, in retrospect, I'm wondering if part of it was just so you could show me how I was actually supposed to be teaching at LC. That semester was really transformative. And I think that really redirected my approach to teaching. And I was wondering if you could talk about that time or other times that were transformative to you or that you know for other people.
I think I actually initiated that. I remembered what it was like to be a new faculty member at LCSD. It was incredibly daunting. There were no women in the division, and I was 35 years old. It was 30 years ago, and I had two small children. It was very lonely, my first couple of years teaching. I think I would have thrown in the towel after one semester if I hadn't already had the experience of teaching. So I think in part me sort of thinking of, well, it would be great if Rachel and I taught together. It was a way to help welcome you into our division.
You know, that feeling of having somebody welcome you into your field. Did you ever have that in biology?
My research mentor, I'd taken a class with him. He was the first faculty member who I think had expectations of me. And I remember the first exam I got back from him was not my best performance. I really felt like I had disappointed him. That was a pivotal point for me as a student, that I did not want to disappoint him again. And what's interesting, though, is that I have a former student who is an ER doc. So right before he went off, I believe, to med school, he and a few other faculty members, we went to Hogan's together. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, "You handed back the first exam, and I knew I had disappointed you." And he said, "It's one of the photographic memories I have, is you handing back this exam." And he worked very hard the rest of the semester. And
there's the symmetry part of that, yes, of the exams being handed back and the disappointment. But there's also the piece where neither of you were failures. I mean, that's the thing I think is so amazing about that, and trying to communicate to students in general, is that you've disappointed somebody or you've disappointed yourself, and recognizing that that doesn't mean that it's the end, that this is the beginning. It's the time to do that pivoting. It's the time to reassess a little bit and figure out how to make whatever you want happen, happen.
No, I think about that with our students. Sometimes seemingly small things can have big effects on our life.
That's Jane Finan talking with her colleague Rachel Jamieton for StoryCorps Northwest, presented in partnership with Inovia Foundation. You can listen to this story and others at nwpb.org.